St. Paul is a wonderful disciple. I think we all know that. We read his letters, and he is the perfect example of what we are supposed to be doing and thinking, believing, praying. And it's interesting, in today's second reading from the second letter of Paul to the Corinthians, he's making some statements. I think they may go over our heads, but he's saying it is more courageous to stay in the flesh, to work on and on, than it is to want to go to the Lord, to die. So he's saying it really takes courage to live. It doesn't take courage at all to die if you truly have faith. A couple of weeks ago, we had a funeral here for a 34-year-old man, and I began by saying, as Christians, we know there is bad news and good news. The bad news is we're all going to die someday. We're all going to die someday, right? The good news is we're all going to die someday. There's no contradiction between the two. For Christians, remember I'm saying Christians, because we want to be with the Lord. In our hearts, we want to be with the Lord. Now, as human beings who are messy, who are sinful, who do what is evil, we want to keep pushing that back. We're afraid of death. We're afraid of dying. We've not died before, so we don't know what that's like, but we're still afraid. We want to cling to life. And Paul is just the opposite. He would rather let go of his life, die, so he can get the fulfillment that God wants him to have. So we need to ask ourselves, where am I in my Christian faith? Am I afraid of death? Am I afraid of dying? Or do I have this real desire to be with the Lord? Because we're told in Scripture that heaven is where we came from. Our citizenship is in heaven. We will not know the fullness of joy and glory until we are with God. Right now, again, as Paul says, we walk by faith, not by sight. But in heaven, we'll see it. We'll see the reality. We'll experience the reality. And so Paul's kind of teasing this out. Are we longing to be with the Lord, even willing to say, Lord, if you want to take me right now, I'm ready? Or do we say, well, wait a minute, I want to do this, I want to do that, or this has to happen? Even though what God wants or invites us into is far more important than what we want. But God has it all figured out. He wants the fullness of life for us. And if we want to be truly free, and that's the key word today, free, we have to really live our faith, live our beliefs, and confront whatever it is in our lives that puts some kind of obstacle between ourselves and death. Both physical death, but also the death that we experience every day in doing the will of God, because that's also a real death. So where are we on our journey? Are we truly free? Because the person who's not afraid of death, who and is not just afraid of death, but is actually longing to be with the Lord, is going to be truly free. They're not going to be worried about what their checking account shows. They're not going to worry about the stock market. They're not going to be worrying about family. They're not going to be worrying or anxious about anything, because they know God simply says, take one step at a time. I am with you. There's nothing to be afraid. And if you're not afraid, if you are truly free, God says we are going to bear good fruit, abundant fruit. So the first reading and the gospel talk about nature and growth and bearing fruit and the mustard seed. That's what we're supposed to be. That's what we want in our lives. But if we're not truly free to do that, to really die to ourselves so that we can bear much fruit, we're not going to bear much fruit. And we see that in our society. We see it in the numbers that don't come to church. Somehow something is getting in the way. So those of us who are here today, we're being challenged once more to sort of let go of whatever it is that gets in our way, to really maybe just take some time to sit quietly and pray, or just sit in the presence of the Lord and say, how you feel about death? How you feel about your life? How do you feel about your struggle? And say, Lord, this is where I'm at. Where do you want me to be? Will you lead me where I need to be? Because again, unless we're truly free, and that's what God wants for us, truly free, we are not going to bear a lot of fruit. So think of it this way. What would it mean to bear a lot of fruit? Well, the person who doesn't worry about themselves or what's going on in their lives, they could do something as radical as what Jesus asked the young man. Go sell all that you have, give to the poor, and then follow me. That would be an example of true freedom, real freedom. But for us today, what might it mean? Well, it might mean selling everything, giving it to the poor. It might mean going not out of our way, but simply doing our Christian duty to engage people, to find out who people are, what they're going through, how we might be of help to them. Of just walking the streets and saying hello to people, serving those who are in need. In other words, putting our schedule at the service of others who are in need. There's a real freedom there. We get into a routine, and you have to have some kind of a routine, but why isn't our routine also have specific opportunities where we're just walking around, greeting people, talking with people, praying for people? That's a really healthy routine. And again, if we look at Paul, that was his life. That was his life. He was probably the first truly, truly, truly free disciple of the Lord because he constantly went on his journeys. He was beaten up and left for dead. He was stoned. He was in a shipwreck. He was expelled from cities. That didn't faze him at all, and he wasn't afraid of that or anxious about that, but he was truly free to live the gospel. And so whatever personal struggles he had, they never got in the way of his understanding that they didn't have to be an obstacle, because he was truly free to live the gospel. So again, if we look at Paul today, he's saying, do we have that openness to the fullness of life with God in heaven, which comes through death? It can't happen any other way. And do we also recognize that if we do have that openness to whatever may happen whenever we're going to die, that's going to help us be free in this life so that we can truly do courageous things to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ? We see in through the results of the last year what's been happening not only to the church but the people around the world. And here we are on this wonderful Sunday morning celebrating what God has taught us, what he has given to us. But do we do anything with it? Do we take it out into the world and live it? Because that's really the Christian life. It's not just about coming to church, but it's about saying, Lord, I remember once again what you want me to do. I recommit myself to what you want me to do, so that when we go out those doors, we're going to do what Paul did. Travel wherever we need to travel, encounter people wherever we find them, and in some way engage with people so that they too may be freed up a bit from whatever it is that overpowers them, which controls them, so that they too may be more and more free to see that no matter what's going on in their lives, even if they're dying, doesn't matter, that really they can be free and bear great fruit. And that fruit has to do with love, has to do with patience, it has to do with generosity. And so if we see those things growing in our lives each and every day, chances are we're becoming more free. But if we have those obstacles that immediately stop us from doing maybe generous things that are in our mind, then we're not free, and we need to confront them. So Paul says one of the ways in which we do that is by recognizing who we are, on whom we are dependent, and that God who has created us wants us to truly be free and to bear good fruit. So the fruit will differ with each of us because each of us has been gifted differently by the Holy Spirit. We have to find out what those gifts are. And then rather than just saying, oh, I got this gift, we need to practice them. We need to use them. We need to take them into the world and share them generously because that's why we are given them. So God will make sure that that fruit is born, but we have to be open to him completely and fully and keep saying no to whatever it is that gets in the way of our being truly free and courageous in this life, because it does take courage to live the Christian life every single day. But God gives us the courage. It's up to us then to say, yes, Lord, I want to be free, I want to be courageous, and I want to bear fruit, and then to actually do it, to go into the world and bear the great fruit, the necessary, the needed fruit that each of us is called to produce.